get back to that at
medicinal
some point.
Medicinal herbs.
In the meantime, we will bid you farewell by saying, as always, in Arabic,
Assalamu alaikum.
In English, peace be upon you. مش بتباكس تعب صفان طب تتاكس شحن زي زباكس دوز محتاج صدري بيك شان يحتوي احزاني كتير سمعتك فلوس كتير شان اجيب جي كلاس وحاجات كتير بروم بتعملش بيخبيه عدو ابليس ما بتريحش كتير بيخافوا من الجيم في بيس بيخافوا من الكينو بوليس بتقدرش بتمن عيش النيش قلت بيقلدونا كني بغي فقلدوني كني بغي.
Are you excited to get out and see some great live music while wiggling your toes in the grass? Do you yearn for delicious food and a cornucopia of local brews? Craving the whimsy of browsing local crafts or creating your own artwork? Are you ready to usher in the summer music festival season? Then get to Warner Park on Sunday, May 19th for Wartstock, presented by WORT and Union Cab of Madison. Check out this great lineup. At noon, Son del Atlantico ignites the day with hot Afro-Colombian flair. At 1:20, Strings to Rome brings lively bluegrass and folk. At 2:40, Blue Stem Jazz unleashes undisclosed Sims from Chicago. At 4 is Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory, ready to funk things up with their mix of rock, blues, funk, and soul. The Forward Marching Band will rouse the crowd into some good old sing-along fun before Boiled in Lead tops off the day at 5:30 with their Twin Cities-based Celtic sound. This year also marks the 20th year of No Crap on Tap. Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild is providing an ever-changing cornucopia of fine local beverages from more than 20 local breweries. More information is on our website at wortfm.org. Wartstock is proudly sponsored by Union Cab, along with Summit Credit Union, Dane Arts, MG&E Foundation, Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild, Hoyos Consulting, WSUM 91.7, and Blue Stem Jazz. See you there!
Cracker Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
Hello and welcome to Pachyderm Parade. This is your host,
Ezra.
And Peter. We're here, we or someone else is here every week, every Sunday night at 6:30 to bring you some kids' music and some kids' news and some jokes. Today is the Earth Day Eve, I guess. And so we're going to play some songs about the Earth, right?
Yeah.
This next one, this first one, is a good one. Do you ever eat dirt, Ez?
Yeah.
You've eaten dirt?
Yeah, on carrots.
a little bit on carrots, yeah. Well, this song's about dirt.
Dirt made my lunch.
Yep. And we'll be right back.
Well, this salad's gonna be good.
Where'd you get the sticker from?
Anybody have the tried and true peanut butter and jelly?
Do you have some chips or you want to open them up?
Hey, everybody. Have you ever thought about where your food comes from?
Yes, I think about it all the time because I'm Mr. Dirt, and dirt made your lunch.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Everybody, listen up. For instance, Leah, what did you have for lunch?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Lucky girl. Let's take the bread. What's the main ingredient of the bread?
Wheat!
That's right, wheat. And wheat grows in?
Dirt!
Exactly. Hey, Nikki, what are you having for lunch?
Salad.
Salad, yummy. What do the vegetables in your salad grow in?
Dirt!
Yes. Now, Brendan, what are you having for lunch?
Milk.
Milk? Where does milk come from?
Cow.
Cow. Cows eat?
Grass.
Correctamundo. And grass grows in?
Dirt!
Yes.
Does that mean everything we eat comes from dirt?
Yes. Everything you eat comes from dirt.
Burrito?
Dirt.
Pizza.
Dirt.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Dirt, dirt, dirt. Yes, if you follow the food chain, you'll see all of the food we eat comes from dirt. Now we know how dirt made our lunch.
Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch.
Dirt is a word that we often use when we're talking about that earth beneath our shoes. It's a place where plants can sink their toes. In a little while, a garden grows.
Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch.
A farmer's plow will tickle the ground. You know the earth is laughed when the wheat is found. The grain is taken and flour is ground for making a sandwich to munch on down.
Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch.
A stubby green beard grows upon the land. Out of the soil, the grass will stand. But under hoof, it must bow for making milk by way of a cow.
Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch. Thanks, dirt, you made my lunch.
There you have it.
Hi.
Dirt, in fact, made your lunch.
Wait. Wait. Even,
Taco Tuesday?
Yes, it was made from dirt.
Let's see if we can find any exceptions. Omelet?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Hot dogs?
Yes.
All comes from dirt. Can't get away from it. Huh.
Hummus?
Hummus. Dirt.
Yeah.
Bananas? Humus. It's funny. Humus is actually.
What? Bananas.
Bananas? Dirt. Yes. Guaranteed. Hilarious. Well, let's do another theme.
Wait.
What?
Ice cream.
Oh, that's not dirt.
Yes, it is. Because of cows.
Good one. Here's another one before we come back and do some jokes, possibly. Here okay. is. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, why don't we do jokes?
Hello again, Joke Bell.
Okay. What you got for us?
Why are people always tired on Earth Day?
Oh, because, I don't know. What is it?
Because they just finished a march. How can you tell the ocean is friendly?
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
It waves. Why is grass so dangerous?
Oh, bees?
Nope.
Mice?
No.
Do tell us.
Because it's full of blades.
And
I've also been cut by a piece of grass.
Really?
Yes.
You gotta be careful.
Why did the sun go to school?
Mm.
To get brighter.
Nice. Here, I've got the best Earth Day joke of all.
What?
Why do golfers bring an extra pair of socks with them?
Why?
In case they get a hole in one. See how you can tie that to Earth Day. That was
pants
the joke.
Pants are made out of wool.
Huh?
Pants are sometimes... Socks are made out of wool.
That's true, which is made by...
From sheep.
Yep, which eat dirt.
And no. Also grass. No, and the mama sheep made the sheep by grass, which grows from dirt.
There we go. See, even your socks and the game of golf comes from dirt.
And it's not even food.
Here's a song by a guy named Ken Lonquist.
Wait.
You have one more?
No, I have about 50,000.
Let's just do one more.
Okay, one sec. What's the difference between weather and climate? You can't weather. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You can't weather a tree, but you can climate.
Ah, I see. There's more to it.
I forgot that part.
Joke bell for that one. All right, here's Ken Lonquist.
Double joke bell.
With the song called Water.
Oh, there's a water that ripples, water that's calm, water in the coconut hanging from the palm, tidal waves and hurricanes and whirlpools, hot spring water, water cold and cool, and it's water, water. Below us and artesian springs bubbling up to fill your cup and make you wanna sing about water. There's water for fishes, water for trees, gnats and bats and grizzly bears and bumblebees. And what about the farmer planting little seeds? Every living thing upon the planet needs a little water. Atlantic and Pacific, deep and blue, and 90% of both me and you is made of water. There's precious little left fit for us to drink. That's why it's high time everybody stopped to think about water.
Nico Case
and cover. Chicken.
And what now? Yes, we cannot turn our back on Mother Earth is the theme there. It is Earth Day tomorrow. There are tons of things going on Earth Day around you, I'm sure. And even if you can't get to an event, think about what you can do for the planet. Whether it's recycling, that's a common one, using less, trying to buy more local food if you are the one buying the food, and just stay involved, stay informed, see what organizations are doing around you, what's happening in your school, what are your teachers saying, what are there any clubs that you can join, things if, like that.
If you go to school, unless you go to... Unless you're homeschooled.
Well, yeah. Then you have maybe some more flexibility. Well, what does the week say about Earth Day as? Do tell.
I can't see the page. I think the microphone's too close to me.
Oh, boy. Technician? We need assistance. Oh, that's me.
Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd, which is also tomorrow. The day is a time to focus on the natural world and raise awareness of the major challenges the planet faces. This year, Earth Day theme, Planet versus Plastics, is intended to raise awareness of the health risk of plastics and advocate for the rapid phase out of all single-use plastics. Here are some simple ways you can get involved and encourage others in your community to do the same.
Yeah, nice.
And the next paragraph. Attend an event. On April 22nd, on the days before, after, people will gather at Earth Day events. These could not include marches or rallies to raise awareness of climate change. Educational events that teach new things about the Earth, or cleanups of local natural areas. You can visit earthday.org/earthday2024 to find events taking place close to where you live.
Very cool. And if you're in Madison...
And if you live on the other side of the Earth, China, then it'll already be April 22nd.
Right. What is right now? What is 6:50 p.m.? Like Australia, China, maybe in Japan already. It's Earth Day.
Yeesh.
Right. If you're in Madison, there's something called Earth Day every day tomorrow at the Garber Feed Mill. It's going to be a pretty awesome thing to be part of. Music and food and speakers and stuff.
And also, did you know more than a billion people across the globe take part in each Earth Day?
A billion?
Each year?
No. How many is that? That's a lot of zeros.
E. That is 9 or very more. Cool. 9 or more.
Well, let's play him another tune.
Yeesh.
Here's a guy named Jack Johnson.
Who's that?
You ever heard of Curious George?
Oh, yeah.
There's a soundtrack, and he did the soundtrack pretty much. I think the whole thing. So here's that.
It's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Because 2 times 3 is
6.
And 3 times 6 is
18.
And the 18th letter in the alphabet is
R.
Yeah. We got 3 R's we're gonna talk about today. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Well, if you're going to the market to buy some juice, you gotta bring your own bags and you learn to reduce your waste. We gotta learn to reduce. And if your brother or your sister's got some cool clothes, you could try them on before you buy some more of those. Reuse. We gotta learn to reuse. And if the first 2 R's don't work out, and if you gotta make some trash, well, don't throw it out. Recycle. We gotta learn to recycle. Gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Because 3, it's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Well, I feel like an old hobo. I'm sad, lonesome, and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through. But you carry them with on the soles of your traveling shoes. Well, I love you so dearly, I love you so clearly. I wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days soon. Oh. Birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. The littlest birds sing the prettiest songs. Well, it's times like these I feel so small.
That was the Be Good Tanyas. You might know them.
Hi.
Well, that was our Earth Day show. We're going to leave you with a cut of a part of a song that's inspirational. But for now, we will say goodbye. Thank you for listening to Pachyderm Parade. My name's Peter, and this has been...
Pachyderm Parade.
And this has been Ezra. The mastermind behind this particular show.
Wow.
All right, we'll see you next time, and happy Earth Day, and thanks for listening.
And have a pencil.
Stay tuned for the best of gospel.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
Man, it feels so good outside today, man. The sun is shining, hitting your skin, making you feel warm. What's up, y'all? This is your host, A&T the Hope Boy. This is the Best of Gospel, and I'm so excited for y'all to be locked in with us. The weather is getting better outside, so that means your listening pleasure, you should enjoy it a little bit more because the sun is shining a little bit more. So, you know, you can take us on your phone if you download the WORTFM.org app. You can take us anywhere you go. If you're riding in your car with the windows down, man, just appreciate it. So I appreciate y'all for supporting WORT and listening.